Okay.
Yep.
This is a rural hearing with the Washington State Department of Licensing. And before the Washington State Department of Licensing being held to elicit public testimony, both oral and written, with regards to proposed rule regarding private security guards. This hearing is being held in room 209, located at 405 Black Lake Boulevard, Building 2, Olympia, Washington, 98507, at 1 p.m. on October 28, 2015. Public notice of this hearing was given by notice number WSR, Washington State Register, 15-19-094, filed with Code Revisor's Office on September 17, 2015. Copies of this proposed rule are available at the back of the room. This rule is proposed pursuant to the provisions of RCW 43.24.016, subsection 1D, and RCW 18.170.180, subsection 1. My name is Mary Hagland. I am the Assistant Administrator of the Public Protection Services Section, and the Director of Licensing has designated me to preside over this hearing. Representatives of the Washington State Department of Licensing are present today. At my right is Dave Walker. He is the Deputy Assistant Director, and Bruce Tanaka, who is the Firearms Unit Program Manager, and Nancy Barnum is also present here. She's our Management Analyst for the program. The procedure today will be as follows. The department is required to make a recording, or make a record of this hearing by mechanical electronic means. Therefore, we are audio taping this hearing. Anyone wishing to testify today should sign in on the sheet located in the back room. You will be called to testify in the order in which you have signed in. To assist in preparing the record of this public hearing, individuals testifying today should state their name, who they represent, if they are testifying on behalf of others, and whether or not they support or oppose this rule. The department has received written comments on these rules from three different individuals. These written comments will be added to the rulemaking file. Now we will hear oral testament from those present, which we have signed up Bill Kottringer. And Bill, if you'd like to come and sit here just to make sure that we get your voice recorded.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. William Kottringer, and I will be representing the Washington State Security Council of our members, and speaking on behalf of Mr. Jeff Kirby, who's the president, who's out of the country right now. We basically are in agreement with the bill as written, and would just want to go on record for supporting national criminal history checks. At least with initial applicants or annual renewals. We've run into problems before. In fact, the police departments have run into problems before by not doing annual checks on the police officers and found criminal events in other states when they were on vacation or whatever, and it didn't even show up on their background. So we think it's very important to do the national check. And that may have to be selective because it wouldn't be cost-effective to do national checks on all applicants. But if someone has a record of being in several states, living, working, as opposed to somebody has an entire work history and living history in Washington, it might be advisable to do that, because that's what we do in practice in the industry with our commercial checks. If we have somebody that shows a record of living in other states, then we'll run a national check on them with our commercial database. And we're, of course, hoping that there aren't any planned increases for either national or state, but we can't control that. And it makes sense that you would want to back that out, that if there is one, that we wouldn't be changing the fee, just the background. So basically, I'm here just to show our concerns.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you very much, mm-hmm. Dr. Kottringer. At present, there are no other individuals here from the public attending this hearing or who have signed in to give further comments. The department will prepare a concise explanatory statement for which will, among other things, summarize all the oral and written comments received today and previous to filing the CR 102 regarding the proposed rule, and we will respond to them.